Hello?
Hi, how are you, T?
Whatever, sure, I'm good. I think Alex said he wasn't gonna.
Yeah, Alex, right. Alex told me they can be today. There's somebody. Oh, I don't know if we'll wait another minute till 7:15.
Okay.
Been a bunch of days, a bunch of Tuesdays we didn't learn.
This we're up to are we up to Beis Shin Yud Aleph? Is that what page you're up to? Well,
What?
what page do you have we're up to?
I think Shin Tes by Dalet over there. Hey, Shin Tes. I
Okay,
think you.
I thought we were a little further.
What? Shin Yud Aleph?
I thought it was a little. I had it saved. I'm trying not to read it. I had it saved on my computer, but it could be I just clicked the wrong one. It's.
No, it's very possible. It could be Shin Yud Aleph. I was misupik. It could be very much Shin Yud Aleph. I'm which in Aleph. That could be also. What do you have?
Yeah, I have Shin Yud Aleph.
By Bays over there. By Aleph,
Okay.
you know, by Omnam, Shazachatim Alichal Baghdad? Yeah, I think so. Okay. The Omnam, Asher Zachatim Alichal Baghdad. What you said that you would go to Baghdad over there and I assume he would start a yeshiva or something. Hine hershisicha shetiftach medrash lamed b'seira halacha imashkida idias achibur. I allowed you to open up a base medrash and to teach Torah and to paskin using my sefer. My assumption is that being that he was a Talmud, he needed to ask rishus. Abu lecha. I'm just worried. Tamid. But you're asking for trouble. This Rosh Hashiva and this Zacharia, whoever we're talking about, is going to they're going to constantly fight with you. The only thing it'll accomplish is a lot of fights. If you're going to have to teach, you're going to lose your business. I would not advise you to take money. So I think it's better to take some money for some work you do rather than to take it as tuition. And if you're going to have issues with the parents about tuition, you're going to run into a problem. And that's really, I mean, this sort of is really fits extremely well with the Rambam Shita, because the Rambam himself lived off his brother's money, and that's how he wrote the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos that his main concern with taking money in order to learn is the lack of kavod that associates with it. So if you charge people money to teach them, first of all, you have all sorts of fights about the money, and also you have the issue of them looking down at you. So the Rambam Shita against tuition or against earning money from Talmidim had more to do with the issues that come up with it, as opposed to the Etzem Shita. Now that's what he says here, and that's what he says in Pirush HaMishnayos, and that's why he's mocked it. That's why he says Kohanim and Levim were allowed to take money, because it was a normal. It wasn't a business. They got supported from the community, and you know, it was a straightforward stipend. That's it. Masha'en Kane, if you're going to get involved with your Talmidim in terms of taking money from them, you're going to run into all of these problems. So he says, "V'atzasi and I would think that you're better off to continue whatever work you're doing. And he said, do business and study medicine and to learn lishma. V'lo telamed ela hilcheis haravzal, and you should teach rif. V'tasa shalachibur, and if you compare it to my Rambam, v'metzase machloikis, and if you find a discrepancy between me and the rif, teidu she'ir na talmud mevi lekach, v'sidruim kamoisav. Then it's something that when you learn through the sugya, it was learning through the sugya that I came to maskana different than him, and you can be ma'ayin in that. If you're going to spend your time trying to figure out all the shittas or all the hamins of Gemara, in other words, Rambam had a very, very strong focus towards the lemaisa, the bottom line. It's what the Rif did, and therefore he said, any place where I have an argument with the Rif, that's because my Ian came out with a different conclusion, but the Ian was always focused on the bottom line. I assume that this is as opposed to the darshening what the Havamina was. If I believe correctly, the Rambam's, there was later Pilpul, much, much later than the Rambam, which focused on all the Havaminas of the Gemara, and there was a tremendous amount of assumptions. In the classic age of Pilpul, in the 1600s, they would have an understanding that every Havamin and every Maskana, but there's a Machlokis and some Inyan, and that's why the Havamin doesn't like Maskana, and it was just an incredible volume of non-ending back and forth. So I think it's basically the areas of the Gemara that neither I nor the Rif brought, Simon is that it's just a Havamin Gemara, a Masamatic Gemara, and it don't tell us. The Choma Shetaskan Lov Hodiyeni, okay, and so this, by the way, is is true. The Rambam almost always goes with the Rif. One, if the Rambam is not going to Rif, it begs the question: why didn't he go with the Rif? He's writing. He's taking the Rif as the default psak in the Gemara, and if he differs from the Rif, you need to ask yourself: why is he different from the Rif? Base. Then it goes to a new point. I've become very, very famous in medicine. The important people all have, you know, all come to me. And I think what he means is Shalayusikram Dava means they don't pay. And that's how he says over here. They feel that it's a privilege for me to treat them and get paid and covered. Omnom ha'amon in imura mehem. And so the normal people can't get to me. I'm busy all day in Cairo visiting the Choylem. Because over to Mitzrayim is the suburb. He brings the Bam. It's Fustat, which was the Jewish quarter. All that I can do in the little time left over, to look up, to keep researching in medical books, whatever it is that I need for my medicine. If you should you know how difficult and how time consuming it is if somebody really wants to be wants to do the job well. So Vimela, he says, I need to spend a lot of time to make sure I know what I'm doing and if anyone else has written about it and so on. I don't have any time to learn. Only Shabbos. Any other chachmas besides medicine? I have no time to look into it. And I lose out because of it. All of Ibn Rashad's commentary on Aristotle came to me. And I saw that he has, it's a very good work. But I have no time to look at it. So my priorities are medical stuff, to learn, and then that's it. And all the other things I do, I just don't have time for it. Please don't stop writing letters to me, because I have nothing better than that. In other words, it's the closest. It's my closest kesher friendship. I do know that he had businesses in India. His brother went to India to do business, and that's where he drowned. But he says, whatever his figure, make a cheshem with him. V'chavireinu kulam dorishim b'shlomcha, v'azokin abba al-mal, v'ochib neinu abba al-ratza. That's the son of whoever it is. The whole mission of the basic of the cotton, Hashem yedeh, smeich on the shmur and the shmur's toivos, mekavin losh of the yasechet imoy, everybody like to hear good news from you and like to be together with you. The yim so meita bircha shleim ilazok and nichbar yor kima tzenu ayosha neman ke gimel kuf is don't know what that is. Rabbi Yishia Talmud Avosik, the first of Kahana Vuzam Shatsu Choysnoi, and yim so meita bircha shleim ilavnoi, this one occurs ruach mimenu, you should have, give regards to your son, yishab lara nachas, yir azera yar kiyami. And then the Rambam has a very cute phrase. He says, it says that you can't be shalom b'shlamisha, so I can't ask you how your wife is doing. I'm allowed to give a bracha. So quite an extraordinary letter, the Rambam. I mean, so many points over here that are amazing. First of all, that the Rambam, how he dealt with this machlokas, that there were people that really, really fought him. The fact that he felt one should not fight people when there's no ta'elus in it. And his opinion about these people is quite outspoken. The fact that people misread what the Rambam said and so on. The learning, the riff and so on, the Rambam's own Seder Hayom, where he only had time to learn on Shabbat when he was a doctor. So all the people who claim that the Rambam is a model of how you can be a doctor and a Talmud Chacham, when the Rambam was learning, he wasn't a doctor, and when he was a doctor, he couldn't learn. And he was also upset that he had no time to look at anything else. The personal note of the Rambam, that he cherishes this person's friendship and asks him to please continue writing and so on. It's a fascinating letter. Okay, let's see the next letter. The next letter is about the same Indian over here, but he is going to reply to a lot of the criticisms, halachic criticisms, that this person had written to him. So some of it's very halachic, some not, but we'll go through as much as we can. Hestakalnu b'mashas chorei ha'goyen ha'godol Reb Shmuel Levi Rosh Yeshiva Shmuel Goyla Shinsid Pusadik B'zois Hashel Shnemlo Mishmi Shere Masi La Oisei Lav V'ino Shein Roi Shal Hashem Al Pirkei Zadava. So he said, I looked at this, at the Hasagis that he wrote to us, and I feel that I must answer. The Omnam, Mashahikti minais natsus miyose meishavaleinu varachose b'musa v'shavach lanu. The fact that he apologizes for writing against what we said, and the fact that he's so mishabecha, so beautifully, so politely, Hashem yivalei tovus al kol zeh. That, you know, the yashakoyach b'yavach sidim al musa k'moyse. There should be many wonderful amidas like him. B'zeh royu lebalei amaylas v'daz v'chachadas. And, you know, who's acting as worthily as anybody who's a galach achmedas. Bein sofik etzishlid meloy shin tzadik shanachnu kiroiv bnei adam sheyikshe olem kshista adam es devreim oyash olem dava ukvar patarnu Hashem mizeh. He said, I get from you a sense that you think I'm sensitive, and when people write against me, I get upset. He said, Baruch Hashem, I'm past that. I don't have those feelings. Boira oilam yodea shafilo heishav aleina kotnishan tamideinu oichavoy miskremim. A Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that even if the youngest Talmud, the most insignificant Talmud, or chaver, or even enemy, were to argue with us correctly, I'd be happy if he came out, if his point was good. I'm happy that someone could show me something that I'm missing, something I'm lacking. And even if I see the person is making a mistake, I'm not going to hate him. I'm not going to push him away. And the fact that he asked a question, or he took a position that's not correct. So what? The fish adam omnam amis das v'chedes mevatla mishor lo bi yunai v'noyse imen osheka. Every person comes to conclusions after thinking, and therefore it's not a fault of a person. Letir shechacham zal b'choni nema talmudim him makshem mikushis ina mitis advar mitim. You see a lot of times you find kashas in the Gemara where the kasha gets upgeschlagen, meaning the point that was made is true, and the kasha is not true. And it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with it or something deficient. It is the derech. Everybody thinks through something and comes up with this conclusion, and sometimes it's not right. And even though he has a big name and he's very chashiv and so on, I'm not going to have any paydis in what he thought is wrong in what I wrote. It's not because he's not smart or doesn't remember well. I feel the fault is you did not give enough thought to what I wrote. You sort of cursorily glanced over it. And that's why you had the following general mistake. He thought that he has a raya against an axiom that we had laid down at the beginning, and he made a mistake in that. So basically, he says, "I'm sort of giving you a what's the right word for it? A limud zchus that it's not always easy to work through somebody else's thought process, and you didn't do it enough to have realized what I actually meant and why I was right." Okay. He writes that the mistake that we made is as follows. So he's quoting what he says, and he says, he even apologized for me, how terrible the mistake was, but listen, everybody's human. He wrote about me that, don't worry, I'm only human. He wrote, Tchumin d'rabbanan mayim astam. He amen was as a chuva tchum in rabbanu mayim stam umene yedua hu ke tchum in mehenda reis in rabbanu b'yisofik. So he came, you know, I'd mentioned that Chumash Rabbanan, and he said, obviously the Rambam didn't know that that's only the smaller shir tchumin, but not the big shir. He explained it to us as if we never knew these things. It's a cynical, I mean, he's saying, you know, he did us a favor of explaining something very important. He didn't need to quote Mekoros for that. I mean, this is the type of thing like that says in the Gemara. You know, I mean, is it chachma to keep writing psukim? I mean, you don't need to keep quoting Aleph Beis. There's a mokum tema, veichloya tema, and he says it is something that is astonishing. you know, we already, our Sfarim are already in Baghdad. And I also heard that most poskim paskim with it. So he said, it's become mekubal. My sfarim have become mekubal, and the you know, people use them, and so on. So to come along and to make these claims that the sfarim are nonsense should have required a lot of iyun on your part. In other words, basically saying like this: if some unknown doctor comes along and he starts spouting opinions, so I can say rightfully, who is this fellow? What's he talking? And so on and so forth. Somebody who's accepted by many, many doctors and he's a shemdover, it's not 100% muchach that he's right, but it would require a lot of verifying that he really didn't know what he's talking about. In other words, I'm not a nobody. I'm somebody that most of Paskin, and you take a glance at my sfarim and say, oh, you know, talking about, I deserved the courtesy of looking into it. So he says, "V'she'am is gan kem etanu hagos hashen shefsiru matikim v'chol kein mashutim atfosim." And you should make sure that the sfarim used were correct. V'hoy lezeh gonyach shem yomav she'ayim hashigav dveinu bechibur peikav zayim chol Shabbos. So if they can look what I wrote in Perikos Zayim chol Shabbos. Maybe if you take a look there, where I wrote it, you'd know whether I know Tchumin is Dereis or not. And once he sees in the Sefer that I lay it out totally, so you should take a look at this Tshuva. So either if you'll be ma'ayin well into it, you would say, you know what? He would understand the nafgemina between the two halakas. Why don't you just say? I don't understand how you reconcile this with what you wrote yourself in the Rambam in the Shabbos. I mean, all of these riots that you brought really have no point to it. By Yosef Nifla, my sheish by said Shuva, a Yosef Shem Yasef Nuzay Mitzavoy Sonu, Shein Roy Lohitza Kosim Ipshuto. And you're telling us that we need to learn up the Pasik Ipshuto. Behu Al Yetzi Ishmim Koimash is a Tchumen. He says, it's as if I disagreed on the fundamental marker of it. You know, 321. And he says, "Viskamlo by sachim shniska by ki mitzvahs deraisa." And I wrote that the only mitzvahs I'm going to bring are mitzvahs deraisa. V'zachiba gam ki matzas magdad, and say the mitzvahs you also have. Lo ibanu shem efesh ben alpayim amar shem asim mil. And I did not explain the difference. Lefisha ein kavonas oisa sefer ladas talmud mitzvahs. The sefer mitzvahs is not meant to teach people the details of the mitzvah, the halach of the mitzvah. Al yedias in your name bilvat. It's there just to teach people the general sense of it. But in the Rambam itself, I did explain it. So Lemaisa is saying he's very upset with how flippantly he had replied to what he said. So I don't understand. I wrote my sefer. It's something pashut. I have a track record. It's one thing if you chap somebody with something obscure, abstruse, whatever it is. This is aleph beis. I have it in my sefer. What are you talking about? Okay, so that is one point. Now he goes a little bit more specific about what it is that he found wrong by him and why it doesn't know what he's talking about. Bim Kane, Sorge Staka Goen, Mashiman Shasena Mukdemis, who? The whole Talmud of Oilam Chomisha Shemat Yedia, the Yeda in Nisrak Mesena Lo. Take a look what we wrote, and then ask yourself if this contradicts what I said. Pashela Mesupik Bo, Sheshola Talmud, Isit Chumin Lamaila Masora, Isitumai Masora. I wrote, where the Shail in the Gemara of whether it is Isit Chumin Lamaila Masora, Isitumai Masora. My masora is Haida Sarat Fachim. Omnom Zilamaila Masor Bia Bosha, much inspired Sham, Zashanenu. That whole suffix is only in Yabosha, not in Yam. The Omarnu Gankin Koyram Zashalicha Bemaim Zashir Hamur, Zalim Lamata Masora, he told us Isitchumin. And I said that lower than Asor, there is Isitchumin Mayim. On water, on going on water, even if there's no achra on the Gemara, there's going to be, it's only a suffic rabbanon. V'ze kula mivua, v'hu, she'isa ha'licha al mayim p'chusim me'asorat fachim u'isa t'chum rabbon le'raisa. Water is never more than a drabonin. It says v'itolus is tchumin means, but itolus isa ain't etzma iser. Itolus isa means it's something which is, the chachamim made an iser that would be arav v'biyah shashelim isa tchum mal nasor matasara. Omlim v'yav boshim esvav etalmud. How could there ever be an issa tchum in the rice on water when it's not a place you could walk? U karmelis, b'man ahoris kulam v'yamim, b'in hoi rabim ma'atim kulam karmelis, v'atiltul b'hem, v'afil b'elof mil omnum ma'osim rabbanan, v'eich ti alicha b'ze issa min ha'teira. So basically what he's saying is, my whole point is to be done on tchumin on water. Tchumin on water for sure is a drabbanan, and b'meila, since it's a suffix in the Gemara of whether or not there's a lemala masara, there's a iser or not, we would pass him lekula by mayim because it's all drabbanan. Now I'm not exactly sure what he. I mean, I understand his point in halacha that he's saying it's not shayfish be said tchumin there, because there's no mokum yishuv over there. But tachlis, I don't know why he felt so tilted to that. It's not something that is lechur in Balbatish. I don't know what Karmelis has to do with it. I mean, it's a point in its own right. I'm not sure of that in Taralaka. Ubora olam ad oleinu sheme olam lechashavnu eid oleinu sheme olam lechashavnu shes anzer chacham. It's also vayalach zera gadol. I never thought that a person talmud chacham wouldn't get that. That's the point of what I'm saying. The chol shekem b'shailas shesheina asher v'leida isav amuta v'in kavonas asher ligvo asher tegivehem. And certainly when I'm answering a tshuva, I'm not supposed to go into all the detail. He's talking about the boat on that. So that's what I'm talking about. V'in kavonas asher ligvo asher tegivehem. He's not interested in the shekloli on what the reshuyas are and so on. Amash v'chol kavonas. He wants an answer too. Can I go on the boat or not? V'nachne heranuel makoy meray al zeh. We weren't talking about how much of a tchum is rice, how much rabbanon. We were talking about what type of tchum. My point was, if we were talking about the Abasha, would be Safi the Isaac of Humra, or Shayya Yam, who Mutal Hatil, Malamas, Servas, Rabban Matas, Sarah, where Maina boy, Itola Baza Isit Humin. And that's what I meant with Itola, you know, that there is a, they added like a Isit Hum. Hine, Nisbaya Shalichal, the Maim, Ruben, Salim, Lamalamas, Sir Mutas Hatila. So bottom line, what I said was, lamayla masara, there's no tchumin, we will paskin, suffik, derabban, mekula, and there's no tchumin whatsoever. Lamata masara, there's tchumin, derabban, and only. Vizkayim is a mashalim, and a hek, she's suffik, she's suffik, lamata masara, lamayla masara. And if there's a suffik, if I am lamal masal matas, so mudeches boy, fishtak rabbanon, we build shashkirim shneasim mil eyal. Okay, that is, we'll hold it here. We're in the middle of his tshuva, but that was the point that they were talking about, and yeah, any questions, any points, any things?
Two tshuvas ago, somebody was, you know, challenging him for not knowing. And,
a little louder.
We also know that at some point people. I'm just trying to get a clear picture of how popular and accepted was the Rambam when he was alive. I mean, it's clear that people are you know, sending him shilas from all across the world, and we know that he ended up, you know, being the Rambam. But at the time, was there serious opposition to him?
I listen, I can only know from what he writes and what people wrote and what we have left, so it's very hard to make a definitive statement unless you're blessed with Ruach HaKodesh. My guess would be from what I saw, he seemed to have been widely accepted, but there were strong pockets of strong opposition in different areas. And the people opposed him very strongly. You had the Rivet, you had this person in Iraq, you had some of the French Chachamim. So the people, the Rambam was a big figure and his name went worldwide, and this Sefer was an incredible addition that no one ever had before, a Sefer Halacha, and it was amazing. But there were people that had strong issues, first of all, with the way he sort of is high-handed halacha and just writes halachas without mikoros, without different shitas. That was something that was extremely bothersome. Some people, that's the Rivet. The fact that he is, the Mor Nevuchim has different points that are unique, that brought some opposition. The fact that he was very comfortable quoting Aristotle when in many places, you know, the people who were kind of off the derech were into Aristotle, or people who were in Aristotle off the derech. those are the things that evoke a strong opposition. So there definitely were some strong pockets of opposition. And the Rambam writes, he says, in his letters, he writes, I know that when I get to this place, there's going to be strong opposition, people will be upset, they don't want. The Rambam had a sense for certain things that people didn't like, but by and large, he was a very accepted person. I think that's the right balance. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm assuming that, I mean, the Rambam didn't really have much of a choice as far as Parnassa, but, you know, giving up learning for, but is there, like, what's the balance, you know, Parnassa versus work? You can work the whole day, you know, how much are you mechayev to struggle, you know?
I don't know. You know, the question is, what can a person accomplish? What can't he? I mean, it goes beyond this point. The Rambam's main point was that the tzura that it's done with, and he writes it in every place that he writes about it, the tzura that it was done with did not add kavod to Torah and so on. That's why the Rambam had a lot of problems with it. He himself, we have the Rambam only because somebody supported and learned it. Had he stuck to make a parnassa as a doctor, we might have an interesting biography of a wonderfully from doctor, but that's it. We wouldn't have a Rambam, you know. So and it's the Ramban was a doctor. I'm not sure. I guess he wasn't as famous. Maybe he didn't take insurance, so he didn't have so many customers. I don't know. You know, I have no idea. Okay.
Thank you.
Stay there. Good morning. Take care. Bye. Yeah.